This is the County Cricket Roundup podcast for the 4th of May. Middlesex opens Chris Rogers and Sam Robson both hit centuries and hit 259 at the start of their second innings after being asked to follow on by Surrey. Their first innings had ended at 166 in the 4th over of the day, and Corey Collymore's leg before to Xander De Bruijn to leave the deficit standing at 172 runs. However, by the time stumps were reached on day 3, Middlesex led by 111, mainly thanks to Australians Robson and Rogers. Robson completed 600 of his first-class career, while Rogers, who ended on 131, brought up his 59th. Middlesex closed on 282 for 2, with night watchman Stephen Finn partnering Rogers on 4. Only 20 balls were bowled on the final day of the high-scoring match at Hove between Sussex and Warwickshire. The home side ended on 421 for 7 in reply to the county champions 453. Ben Brown was left stranded 18 short of his century on 82, with James Anion on 24. Mark Footit took 4 for 65 as the New Zealanders declared on 289 for 5 on day 1 of their tour match against Derbyshire. Alistair Evans took first, bowling Hamish Rutherford for 13, but the rest of the wickets all fell to the fast but erratic Footit. He helped reduce the tourist to 126 for 4 after lunch, but Dean Brownlee and BJ Watling hit 50s and 116 for the 5th wicket. Derbyshire then lost Chesney Hughes to the final ball of the day and closed on 24 for 1 in reply. Leicestershire got their Yorkshire Bank 40 campaign off to a winning start with a 115-run thrashing of Gloucestershire at Grace Road. Openers Josh Cobb and Niall O'Brien both plundered centuries and had 193 in 26 overs. The Foxes did collapse in the latter part of their innings and were all out for 289, as David Payne ended with 3 wickets and Graham McArthur, Ed Young and Benny Howell chipped in with a brace apiece. Gloucestershire's run chase was derailed early on by a pair of run-outs and some incisive bowling from Robbie Williams. They slipped to 27 before and never really recovered. Josh Cobb followed up his 100 by taking 3 wickets, as the Gladiators were all out for 174. And Marion Alley and Gareth Andrew have both extended their contracts with Worcestershire. Top order batsman Alley has penned a 5-year extension, which will see him remain at New Road until at least the end of 2018, while all-rounder Andrew has signed for 2 years, taking him until the end of 2015.